If you have been in a pilgrim group, then you know that one part of the pilgrim group is actually writing out your story. That the whole what pilgrim group has been designed is to basically take the three aspects of the gospel, Jesus' story, the identity that that gives us, and the work in the kingdom that Jesus calls us to, and taking that and integrating it into your story and the way you tell your story and the way you talk about the way the gospel has transformed you. And so there's a section of that of writing your story. And so one of the things, I think there's like 25, 30 people in pilgrim groups, and so we have 25 or 30 stories. And so there's two things we're hoping to do. One, if you remember a few years back, we put together a pamphlet that had 5-6 stories of the village. We're hoping to put 25 stories of the village together that people can pick up and read and take home with them and see what God is doing in people's lives. The other thing is that we're going to have, hopefully every other week or so, someone coming up here and telling you their story about what God has done. So today, Steve Yakeley is going to come up and tell, yay, is going to tell his story. And here's the mic.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. It's fitting that I'll be speaking tonight when we're talking about Joel. This is actually the book of Joel, and specifically, I think what James is going to talk about tonight has been a big passage in my life, according to my story. The locusts did come, and they took a lot from me. And so tonight, I just wanted to share my story and how God is redeeming those years and the places where the locusts have come and eaten. One second. Also, I will cry, and I invite you to not pity, but just redeem or rejoice with me in the good work that God's doing, because it runs deep in me, so, as you'll soon find out. We're all made up of stories. Our story is based on the life experiences we have had and the ways that we have responded to them. And my story is filled with my own sin and having been sinned against, like everyone in this room. Just as my story is unique to who I am, so is the impact the gospel has had in changing me. My story reads like this. I grew up trying to be a happy, shiny person. And on the outside, I looked pretty good. I did a lot of right things. I wasn't rebellious. I was, quote, godly, and was an all-around respectable and good person. But inside there was darkness, a soul that was deeply wounded and hurting. The light of the good news had not yet broken through. The real story was that as a kid, I had been sexually abused by multiple people and was so ashamed. My father was absent in many ways, where I longed for him to be present. Throughout my whole life, I moved every couple of years, and having to say goodbye to my new old best friend, I lived with constant grief from losing friendship with people I dearly loved. And when I was 13, I left the people and culture of Indonesia, my home, and found myself a stranger in the new public school of Chicago. That was eighth grade. And by that age, I was well acquainted with loss. It wasn't until the past couple of years, though, that the gospel, through God's relentless pursuit of me and learning to entrust myself to this community right here, that the gospel, the good news of Jesus, love sparked life in the deep place in me. What has been different about these last years of my life is that for the first time, I've had people to enter in with me and help me to grieve and deal with my deep sense of shame. That stuck to me no matter how hard I tried to lose it. God has been showing me that He knows the deepest parts of me, and He really does love me. He has been bringing hope in the midst of grieving and despair. Growing up, the good news for me always meant try harder to fix yourself. Now I'm hearing a different voice. I'm hearing the voice of God speak to me and say, that the good news for me is this, that because of Jesus' wounds, I can be healed. I am being healed, and someday when I see God face to face, we will fully be healed from the wounds of the liar. Because Jesus promised me that he will never leave me nor forsake me, I am freed no longer with the constant fear of being abandoned. Because Jesus takes what the enemy intends for harm in our lives and redeems it and uses it for good, I am learning to stand when I feel like I'm drowning in life. It's by God's grace that by what the enemy intended to harm me with and said, God is redeeming. That I would be a living story of his transformative power. No longer am I ashamed, isolated, or contemptuous person Satan told me I was. I am Steve, cared for and loved, and being transformed by God.